we basically had to cobble up the best we could, and we had such devices as chart recorders that had paper that was pressure sensitive that would work at very cold temperature and so on. And I remember one time we put a setup like that offshore at Mackenzie Delta, and we saw one or two small pulses as indicating that the ice was trying to move and that maybe it built a ridge somewhere. Then we put some offshore at Barrow, and lo and behold, we had a telemetry system rigged up that would transmit back to the land at Barrow near the Arctic Research Lab there. And we actually were fortunate in that we saw an event where the ice actually broke, and the pathway that it took to break happened to run right down through the middle of our gauge. And we could actually see that then at the time on the chart back on land. So really this is a tribute to the electronic shop guys that were able to make really good systems. So that was a single piece of data that told us ice forces weren't all that large. Another time we put some gauges out in Prudhoe Bay area around Seal Island, the place that's presently being used for oil development. And we were up there another time when they actually did the test of the oil sands, when they actually discovered the oil on the day that we were there. But anyhow, on this one measurement we did there, we put out a set of gauges, and we had such a large amount of power in that installation that we couldn't rely on these small batteries. We had to have generators on the site. Now, I don't know if any of you have had any experience with running a little Honda generator to generate electricity, maybe for your RV or in some remote site. But we had these things rigged up and running, and let me tell you, they would run for a few days at a time, and we would get some data out of it, but then invariably, when you went back to visit them a couple of weeks later, they had decided they had had enough, and you had to do a complete overhaul or whatever that you needed to do, change them out.